Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to the Gospel Truth Broadcast. This is your host, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, out of Camden, New Jersey. I thank you for tuning in tonight. At this time, let us prepare our hearts and our minds for a word of prayer, because we know that prayer changes things, and prayer is the answer to all of our problems. As we bow our heads, wherever you are, if you're in your home, you can bow your head. But if you're driving, you can just pull over to the side of the road. Praise the Lord. As we pray, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for giving us another chance to go over the airways to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. We pray that you look upon us, that you touch us tonight, that you help us to stir up the gift that is in us. Help us to work for you while it is day. We realize that night is fastly approaching, and we want to do your will and get the work of the Lord done before it's too late. We pray that you look upon us, touch us one by one, name by name, grant our petitions up to your will. You know what we are going through. You know all about us today. Help us to take you at your word. Help us to look to you, to trust in you with all our heart. Realize, Lord, that you're able to do all things. There is nothing too hard for you to do. And with God, nothing shall be impossible. We take you at your word today. We pray that you stretch forth your mighty hand, that you touch and bless, oh Lord, those who are grieving, those who have lost loved ones. We pray that you touch them right now. Lift the burden of their heart. Give them strength, oh Lord, to get through this situation. Help them, oh Lord, to look to you, trust in you, and take you at your word. I pray a special prayer that you'll look on the Thompson family, the entire Thompson family. Touch them, oh Lord. Lift the burden of their heart. Oh, my God, give them strength where they're weak. Build them up where they're torn down. Take them through this trying time in their life. We know you're able. We know you got the power. We believe you. We trust you today, and we take you at your word. We pray that you look on every listener tonight, that you will touch their hearts and minds, that you will save the unsaved, those that don't know you, in the pardon of their sins. We pray that you have mercy on them, their hearts and minds. Help them to seek your face and call upon your name. You said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We believe it today. We take you at your word. We pray that you look upon all those who are incarcerated. We pray that you touch them, O Lord. Send the word in the name of Jesus. Help them to receive the word of God. All those who are hospitalized, institutionalized, we pray that you go into those places and that you let your word penetrate. Help today, oh Lord. Make waves, oh Lord. Open up doors. Feed the hungry. Those who are sick and afflicted, heal their bodies. We know thou art a healer, and we know you can do everything, and with you nothing shall be impossible. We believe you today. And we take you at your word. We give glory and honor to thy name. We praise you and thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you. Thank you for your mighty works. Thank you for what you've done for us. Thank you for making a way for us. Thank you for how you kept us. Thank you for how you wake us up day after day. You give us chance after chance that we might be ready to meet you when you come back. Help us, oh Lord, to take the opportunity to draw closer to you, to have a closer walk with you. In the name of Jesus, oh my God, we know you're able today, oh Lord. We are taking you at your word and believing you in faith, knowing that you're able to take us through every situation in our lives. And we look to you tonight. We pray that you have your way on this broadcast and let your word go forth. Let our heart be pricked. Let somebody fall out with their ways and turn their life over to you. and we will give thy name the praise. We will continue to praise thy holy name, for thou art so worthy. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the prayer. And at this time, we're going to have the reading of our opening scripture.
Amen. We thank the Lord for the opening prayer coming through Evangelist May. And at this time, I'm going to be reading the opening scripture. I will be reading the 70th number of Psalm, verses 1 through 5. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and confounded that seek after my soul. Let them be turned backward and put to confusion that desire my hurt. Let them be turned back for a reward of their shame that say, aha, aha. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. And let such as love thy salvation say continually, let God be magnified. But I am proud and needy. Make haste unto me, O God. Thou art my help and my deliverer. O Lord, make no tarrying. Thank the Lord for the reading of the 70th number of Psalms, verses 1 through 5. May God bless the reading of his word.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the word of God. We thank the Lord for Sister Cheryl in those scriptures that was read. At this time, we'd like to say, we want you to pray. Those of you that can get a word of prayer through and know the worth of prayer, we ask that you pray for these following souls. We know that God is a healer, and we know that he is a deliverer. There are some that are suffering with cancer, and the doctor has given them up, given them 3 months to live. But we know that God is able, and he is a miracle worker. So we're going to believe God together, and we want to pray, remember to pray for Sister Maria McBride and her family. She lost her son, and she told me that he laid on her and began to tell her, confess his sins, he was sorry, and she said she fell asleep. And when she woke up, she said he was laying on her. And she said she tried to lift up, but she couldn't lift him up. And she said he was gone, but he did repent of his sins. So this is a requirement that we must repent of our sins. Regardless of what happens or what you've done, you have to repent of your sins in order to make it into the kingdom of God. So we know that God is able, and he is a deliverer. So we want to remember to pray for her and her family. We want to remember a special prayer for the Thompson family, the entire Thompson family, who lost their brother, who was my cousin. And we want to pray for the family and turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord, that the Lord will help us because we were cousins. So we want to try to get through this. We know how it is. We've been there before, but we are praying that the Lord will take the entire family through. And also Cousin Gloria and her family, we are yet praying for all of them, who is also my cousins. We are praying for them that God take them through their situation also, that I believe they lost a loved one also. And we want to pray for all of our youth that are on the prayer list. I believe it's India West, India McBride, Tiffany Ray, and there's a few more. But we are continuing in prayer for them because we know that prayer changes things, and prayer is the answer. So let us keep that in mind. Let us keep praying for all those souls. And at this time, I'm going to ask that Evangelist Cynthia give us a selection if she's on the line tonight. Praise the Lord. While she's preparing, we thank God for the service that we had on today, how the Lord met us there before we could really get into the service and go forth. The Lord met us, and he just took over. And we begin to praise the Lord, and we begin to go in prayer until the Lord begin to move. And we thank God for his touch on today. He's still working, and he's still moving. And I ask that the Lord work on me. Praise God. Now we're going to ask Evangelist Cynthia to come forth and give us a selection.
Praise the Lord. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree. And my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree. And my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When your spirit speaks to me, 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 with my whole heart I'll agree. And my answer will be yes, Lord, yes.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that selection coming through, Evangelist Cynthia. Will you say yes to the will of God? Glory to God. She said, my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Praise God. It's wonderful when you can say yes to the will of God. Glory to God. We thank the Lord for that selection. Hopefully tonight we'll be short, if the Lord say the same. We're going to get ready and prepare our hearts for the word of God. We're going to go retro tonight, and this is a pre-recorded message, but the message of God is still the same. The word of God is still the same. And we have with us, we have the late Evangelist Melinda, who prayed the prayer of faith. And at this time, the next voice you will hear will be that of the late Evangelist Melinda Edmond. Don't hang up. Stay tuned. Here is the word of God. The Lord, he's here. Praise him. Glory to God.
910 in New Jersey, where Bishop Richard Jackson is the pastor. And our services is on Tuesday night and Friday night at 7 p.m. Also, our Sunday school is at 10 o'clock a.m. on Sunday morning. Our morning worship is 11 a.m. And our evening worship service is at 7 p.m. Feel free to come out and lift up the name of the Lord with us, where souls are being blessed, glory to God, where you can be delivered and filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. We invite you to come and enjoy the Lord with us. It is free. It doesn't cost you anything. Just come on out and let us lift up the name of the Lord together. And glory to God. Also, we'd like to say that if this broadcast has been a blessing to you in any way, glory to God, and if you would like to just correspond with us, we would invite you to write us at the Gospel Truth Broadcast, That's Post Office Box 1449, Merchantville, New Jersey, 08109. Once again, if you have been listening to this broadcast and it has been a blessing to you, and maybe you would like to be a financial blessing to this broadcast, glory to God, you can write us and send your love offering or love donation to us at the Gospel Truth Broadcast. Post Office Box 1449, Merchantville, New Jersey, 08109. Glory to God. We thank God for each and every one of you tuning us in every week, glory to God, to listen to the Word of God. And we just thank God for you, and we love you, and for you, we are praying. And at this time, we're going to give the portion of the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist May Edmonds to bring the Word of God. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. God bless you out there in Radio Land. At this time, we're going to go into a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy to us, Lord. Oh, my God, we pray that you stretch out your hand, continue to bless our souls, Lord. Look upon us tonight, Lord. Sing your word, Jesus. Let it reach some burdened soul, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, we pray that you touch, heal, and deliver, Lord. Save the unsaved, Lord. Move in a miraculous way, Lord. In the name of Jesus, what a miracle, Lord. We know you can do it, Lord. Somebody that is troubled in mind, Lord, we pray that you touch their mind, Lord. In the name of Jesus, look on that bereaved family, Lord. Have mercy on them, Lord Jesus. Comfort them, Lord Jesus. Lift the heavy burden, Lord. Strengthen your people everywhere, Lord. Look on the church everywhere, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you strengthen your people, Lord. Uplift your people, Lord. Encourage them, Lord Jesus. Help them to hold out, Lord, to endure until the end, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for this prayer, Lord. We claim the victory, Lord. These and all blessings we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. This time we will go to the Word of God, namely from the book of 2 Timothy in the 3rd chapter, beginning with the first verse. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection,
yes,
truth breakers,
no,
false accusers,
no,
incontinent,
yes,
fierce, despisers of those that are good,
yes,
traitors,
all right,
heady,
yes,
high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God.
Amen.
I'm going to talk to you tonight about a charge to continue in the things which thou hast learned.
Yes, Lord.
I believe this was Paul the Apostle writing to Timothy. Timothy was a young pastor. Paul knew that he was about to be ready to be offered up.
Yes.
So he began to write this book to Timothy.
Yes.
And he began to say, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come.
It shall come.
And perilous times means dangerous times.
Yes, Lord.
Very trying times.
Yes.
And if you have any type of spiritual eye, you know that we are living in perilous times. We are living in a time where those that name the name of Christ are giving up and turning around.
Yes.
They are throwing up hands and giving up this race.
Oh, yes.
But God knows we are running this race to win the race.
Amen.
We are not running to beat the air.
God.
But God knows I'm in this race and I'm running because I want to win the prize,
yes,
in the end. So Paul began to charge Timothy. He began to tell him, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. Don't forget now that perilous times shall come.
Amen.
This is sealed with God's seal.
Yes.
They shall come.
Oh, yes.
They got to come.
Amen.
And he said, for men shall be lovers of their own selves. And God knows this word of God is being fulfilled.
Yes, it is.
Men are lovers of themselves,
yes,
more than lovers of God.
Amen.
Oh, they're trying to build up the flesh. They're trying to build up the muscles. God knows they love themselves more than they love God Almighty.
Amen.
And they worship and serve the creature more than the Creator. And the Bible tells us in the book of Romans, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God,
amen,
but they became vain evil before the Lord. And the Bible said for this cause, God also gave them up to a reprobate mind to do those things which were not according to nature.
Amen.
Look around today. See how men are changing.
Yes.
They are changing the natural affection.
Oh, yes,
it's right here in the Word of God.
Glory to God.
In 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, and the third verse, the Bible said without natural affection,
yes.
God knows the natural affection that a man had toward a woman.
Glory.
God knows they have changed,
yes,
the glory of God.
Glory.
And men are turning away from the true Word of God.
Hallelujah.
Now you find that men are running with men,
yes,
and women are running with women. They have lost the true and the natural affection,
yes,
that God has given them. And the Bible said for this cause,
yes,
God also gave them up,
to
a reprobate mind,
amen,
to do those things,
yes,
which were not according to nature.
Amen.
God knows it's not according,
no,
to nature for a man to be with a man.
Amen.
God made the woman to be with the man.
Amen.
God looked down on man, and he saw that man was all alone.
Yes.
So God said that he will make him an helpmeet.
Yes,
the woman is supposed to be a helpmeet.
Amen.
But God knows the woman has changed,
yes,
the glory of God.
Now.
And now the woman refused to have a man.
Yes,
she'd rather have another woman.
Yes,
and the men would rather have another man.
Yes.
But God knows that,
yes,
it's not of God. Now, as we look in the church world,
on,
you find that men,
yes,
are running after men,
yes, they are,
all in the churches,
yes, they are,
in the places of worship.
Yes.
The men are running after men,
yes,
and the women are running after the women.
Yes.
But it's not of God.
Yes.
You have a feminine sitting in the house of God.
Yes.
And don't get me wrong,
yes,
it's all right to be in the house of God,
yes,
but you've got to live holy.
Holy.
You've got to live according to the Word of God.
Amen.
God did not say for man to have another man, but he wanted the man to have a female, because this cause God made male and female. This is why God made the man, and this is why God made the woman. But nowadays, look around in the church world, and you'll see the men feminine. They are walking around,
yes,
in the house of God.
Right.
And some of them are sitting on a deacon board.
Yes, they are.
And they're still running after another man.
Yes.
God knows it's not of God.
Yes.
And God is going to bring you in the dust.
Yes, he is.
They are standing in the pulpit,
yes,
trying to preach the Word of God.
Yes.
But God knows,
yes,
God is not in it.
Yes.
He's not in it. Not when you're a man,
yes,
and you're running after another man. God is not in you.
Not in.
God knows you don't have anything to preach about.
Amen.
You need to fall on bending knees and call on the name,
oh,
of Jesus,
yes,
and let him take out that evil spirit.
Yes.
Let him clean you up,
yes,
and take out that wicked
Praise God, praise God. If we could just hold on a little while longer, everything will work out fine. At this time, we're going to open the doors of salvation. There may be someone out there who want to repent of their sins. You know that you're going in the wrong way, tired of living that way, and you want to repent of your sins. We're going to ask that Evangelist Cynthia would come forth and lead us in the word of prayer. And while she's preparing to come forth, we ask that those of you that don't know the Lord, in the pardon of your sins, we ask that you turn your hearts and minds toward the Lord. Prepare your heart for prayer. Let God work it out for you. Let him come into your life. Repent of your sins and be sorry that you sinned against God. And ask God to forgive you. He will forgive you. He's willing to forgive you of your sins. So let us turn our hearts and minds toward prayer. And Evangelist Cynthia will lead us in a word of prayer.
Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of thy son, Jesus. We thank you for your word. Thank you for the messengers, my God. Oh, Heavenly Father, look down on us with compassion. Have mercy on our souls. Let our sins be forgiven tonight, my God. In the name of Jesus, oh, my Father, we ask you to touch right now, Lord. Heal and deliver, my God. Comfort and console, Lord. In the name of Jesus, look on that soul that's nearest to hell, my God. Oh, Father, we ask you to save them, God. Give them a change of heart, my God. Help them to seek your face, Lord. In the name of Jesus, look on the bereaved families tonight, God. Touch and comfort, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you know all about it, my God. Have your way in the lives, Lord.
Have your way.
In the name of Jesus, look on the sick and the shut in, my God. Save, heal, and deliver, Lord. Look on the incarcerated, my God. Let your will be done, Lord. Save to the uttermost, my God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, help somebody to turn their heart to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Have your way in their lives, Lord. I know that you're able, my God. Look on those that are mentally disturbed, my God. You have the power, my God, to regulate the mind, Lord. You can change the mind, God, in the name of Jesus. I know that you're able, Lord. Have your eternal way, God. Look on the pastors of the churches, my God. Save, heal, and deliver, Lord. Help them to lead the people, my God. Guide them, my God. Help them to feed the flock, Lord. I know that you're able, God. In the name of Jesus, move in signs and wonders and work miracles, God. Let your will be done and have your eternal way, God. Bless on this broadcast, God. Move the more, Lord. Send your anointing and send your power, God. In the name of Jesus, continue to bless at the prayer mission, Lord. Continue to pull out your spirit upon us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, save the children, my God. Have mercy on them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, go into these other countries, my God. Move, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Touch the hearts of men everywhere, God. I know that you're able, God. Move in Congress, Lord. Move in the White House, God. In the name of Jesus, have your eternal way and let your will be done, Lord. Oh, Father, move all over this world, God. In the name of Jesus, save, Lord, filled with the Holy Ghost, my God. Filled with the Holy Ghost, Lord. We know that you're able, God. You're still in the saving business, Lord. You're still in the healing business, God. You're still in the deliverance business, Lord. I know that you're able, God. Have your eternal way, Lord. Look on my grandfather. Touch his body, Lord. In the name of Jesus, give him strength, my God. Take the swelling down, Lord. I know you're able, God. Restore the eyesight, God. In the name of Jesus, move by your spirit, Lord. In the name of Jesus, move tonight, Lord, on the heart disease, God, on the cancer, Lord, the liver disease, Lord. the kidney disease, God, the lung disease, God, move right now, God, in the name of Jesus. You have the power, God. You can do the impossible, Lord. There's nothing too hard for you, God. Have your eternal way and let your will be done, Lord. Go with us and stand by us, lead, God, and direct our path. And we'll be careful to give thy name the praise. And we glorify your name, God.
Thank
in Jesus' name we pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the precious Holy Ghost. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for that prayer coming through Dr. Cynthia Edmond. I thank you. I thank the Lord because, you know, prayer changes things. If we would only pray and believe God when the prayer is going forth, if we could just take God at his word by faith. We don't see it, but by faith, we believe that it is done, and God will do it. All you need is a little bit of faith as a grain of mustard seed, which is the smallest seed. If you just have that little bit of faith, God will do the work in your life. He will change your heart, change your mind, give you a new outlet on life, a new outlook on life. So we thank God for the prayer. We thank God for this broadcast and God for everyone that is on the broadcast. And at this time, we're going to give way that the evangelist may give remarks. And if there's anyone else on the line that would like to give remarks, you may do so at this time.
Man, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the gospel truth broadcast. So glad to be able to be on. Sorry we came on late, but we thank the Lord for the word of God. That was a powerful message. Amen. We got to hold on in these last days and time. We got to abide by the word of God. We have to obey the word of God. And he was preaching of how things have been. Even though it was back then, it's worse now. In
these last days
that we're living in, I just want to encourage you to just give your life to Jesus and don't let the enemy deceive you.
Amen.
Don't let him cause you to stop with God. So I truly thank God for that powerful message. I thank the Lord for the prayer. God is real, and he is giving us a chance to do what it is he has called us to do. He's given anyone who desired to be saved a chance to be saved. And don't let this opportunity pass by.
Amen.
But take advantage while you have a chance.
Yes.
Again,
Amen.
Thank God for the word. Amen. And feel that same anointing.
Uh-huh.
It hasn't gone anywhere.
Yes,
that anointing is there, it's there. And I thank God for the touch. Praise God. And I want to encourage you, man, that may continue to do the work of the Lord and all that God gives you to do. God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Maybelle on the Odie But Goodie night, encouraging us to hold on. And as she begins to preach, it's a message for the time. Because this thing is running rampant in the world today. This is not something that just started, but it's continuing. These people changing the natural use of a woman, and men running with men, and women running with women. And now they have this thing with gender. They're attacking gender. And I used to always think that the natural use of a woman, they were talking about, lesbianism and things like that. But now they have it where a woman who's born a woman, they want to call a cisgender woman, cis woman. I'm not that. I'm a woman. I was born female. That's what I am. But they're trying to change it to make these men who are trying to change over to be women into women and letting them be called women because they don't want to be called transgender women. They just want to be women. But we are women. Those who are born this way. And they have all these arguments and all these things. And I remember growing up, and I'm stirred up about this thing because I am a woman.
Yeah.
And I remember growing up in school, and we took biology class. And they keep saying, well, how can you tell if a woman is a woman, if a man is a man?
I don't care how many hormones you take. I don't
All
care
right.
if you dress up as a woman and you're a man. You can't change your chromosomes. If you have two
All right.
X chromosomes, you are a woman. If you have one X chromosome and one Y chromosome, you are a male. And that's how God created us from the beginning, and it was not so what they're doing now.
Amen.
I apologize. No, you know what? I don't apologize. It's the truth.
No.
These people, they're out here, they're standing on truth. They're calling themselves whatever they want to do, and they want us to take down. But I refuse. I'm not going
right.
to be a part of that, and
right.
I'm not pushing forth this agenda. I'm a woman, and that's what I am. And even
yeah.
I enjoy the Word of God. And that keep on preaching the Word of God. Stay, be encouraged, baby.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank God for that beautiful message that came through years ago, but it's still the same.
Yes.
Amen. The Word of God is Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and He changes not
forever.
And He changes not. Amen. Mm-hmm. That Word stands today. Amen.
Yes.
They don't want the men. The men came to the city, they didn't want the men. They wanted the men.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. God had daughters that haven't even been touched yet. But they didn't want them. He offered his own daughters so that they wouldn't sin against the men. But they didn't want them. They wanted the men. They mm-hmm. were beating his door down to get those men that came into mm-hmm. his house.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you, God, he let us know that he was going to destroy. Amen. Back then, he said he was going to destroy them. He told Lot to get his family and get out. Amen. Go out into the plain. He said, because I'm going to destroy this land. And he did. So don't you think it's not going to happen again.
Amen.
But this time, it's going to be with fire. Amen.
Yes.
You ain't going to be running around here, man with man, woman with woman, and Gen Zs and Xs and all this craziness they got going on, gender affirming and carrying on. Even got the children into it. Children thinking they supposed to be girls when they boys, and boys supposed to be girls. And the
yes.
parents is going along with it. And the Bible said they're worthy of death.
Yes.
Amen. That's what the Bible says. I'm going with what the Word say. I don't care what nobody else say. Amen. I'm going with what the Word says. You can make any kind of law you want for it, but it's not going to stand in judgment. Amen. And the law, you that made the law. Amen. The Bible said, let us know you worthy of death too.
Amen.
Amen. You go ahead and read Romans, the first chapter. Amen.
Yes.
And now they're trying to take the Bibles out of the school. Don't
mm-hmm.
want Bibles in the school. They're banning all these other books. Now they want to ban the Bible. Amen.
Yes.
And you can't get no purer and truer than that. Amen.
Yes.
The Word of God said in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the
yes.
Word was God. And it became flesh and dwelt among men. So you taking God out of everything. I tell you, I'm telling you this, that's a stern message, and I just thank God for that word tonight. Amen. It needs to be played again. Amen. I just thank God for all things. I want to encourage you when you take the Word of God in, live by it, and you will be saved.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank the Lord for all of the exhortations coming through our evangelists on tonight. I believe they are stirred up tonight. Tell you this word, if you take it in and you hear this word preached like this, I'm telling you, it will stir you up too if God called you to preach. Glory to God. I might receive some percussions, but I don't care. You got to do what the Lord. If you have to go down, the disciples were persecuted because they preached Jesus. And you know, we act like we're scared to talk about Jesus and tell them what the Word of God said. But we can't be afraid. We got to tell it. Glory to God. I just thank God tonight. I didn't know that that was the message that I was going to put on tonight. I had another message, and I thought this other message was coming up. But this is the one that came up, so God must know He had that come up for a reason. So thank God he know what he talking about. That's for sure. The word of God is right all by itself. And nobody can change the word of God. The devil could rise up and fight against it all he wants. But God's word standeth for sure. The heaven and earth is going to pass away. But God, the Lord said in his word shall not pass away. It's going to stand forever, forever. He said the grass withers and the flower fadeth. But the word of our God abideth forever. So there's nothing you can do with the word of God. You might persecute me or whoever, the preacher, those preaching the gospel, those prophesying, go ahead and persecute them if you want to. But it's not going to change the word of God. It's going to stand. I just thank God for the word of God on tonight and for each of you that was on the broadcast tonight. And even if he was late, that's all right. You're on here now. God for that. So
amen.
I want to encourage you all to continue to do the will of God. And whatever God has given you to do, do it with all your heart and all your might. Praise God. We thank God for this broadcast tonight. And we yet want to remember the entire Thompson family in our prayers. And we know God can take them through, and we are looking forward to the Lord to take them through and continue to pray for this broadcast that the Lord will bless and have his way. And if that's all.
God bless. I'm scheduled to preach tomorrow evening on International Prayer Network at 8 p.m. The number is 313-4122, code 187-869. That's tomorrow evening at 8 p.m. on the International Prayer Network.
Yes, praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that announcement. Dr. Pastor Delavaux. And that number again is 605-313-4122. The access code is 187-869-pound. Praise the Lord. And we'll be looking forward to hearing that, hearing Vanya Cynthia on tomorrow night, Lord's will. Is that all?
Amen.
Okay, we thank the Lord for everyone. This brings the broadcast to a close. We look forward to being back here again on Tuesday night. We're going to go back again, retro again. Tuesday night, the Lord say the same. We're going to get some of this gospel out here. We done heard enough of gossip. We want to hear the gospel. So praise the Lord. People preaching, call themselves preaching and teaching, and they preaching something somebody told them, preaching something somebody said, teaching some of everything. But the word of God, talking about themselves and how old they are. People want to be here. And people out there dying.
Amen.
And they need to hear the word. They need to have some kind of hope. They need to know that there is hope for them. There is help.
Amen.
Jesus. Glory to God. When are we going to give them the word? When are we going to heal them like the Bible says? He told the disciples, go, heal the sick. Glory to God. But what are we doing with it? What are we doing with the word of God? We're hiding it. Glory to God. And we're talking about ourselves and keeping ourselves up. We're supposed to preach the gospel that souls may be healed, that the brokenhearted can be mended. Glory to God. I tell you, the Spirit of the Lord, Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Those that are poor, preach the gospel to them. Those who are sick and cast down and bound, preach the gospel to them. Help them to come out so they can be healed, so they can be saved, so they can be forgiven, so they can be mended back again. Some of them have broken hearts. So many things have happened in their lives. But we are not helping them to be healed. Praise God. I just thank God. Come on back Tuesday night. Praise the Lord. Tune us in again on Tuesday night, the Gospel Truth broadcast. Praise the Lord. And let me give you the number. The number is 945-218-0218. And the access code is 5847-681. Tune us in on Tuesday night. Praise the Lord. God bless you. This brings the broadcast to a close. God bless you. I love you. Good night.
Love you, Muhammad.
Mm-hmm.